welcome everyone to the Ditch the Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Alana Russo. I'm a graphic designer and career and success coach who knew I could do better, but kept falling short of where I wanted to go. And now, after years of exploring personal and career development, business, money mindset, and energy work, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can move from stuck and defeated to empowered and confident. Ready to dive in? Awesome. Together, let's ditch the struggle. Because if you're not winning, you are losing. And if you are losing, you are a loser. Or so we are told to believe. Well, why are we told to believe this? Well, usually serves corporations. So today I got inspired to hop on because I was on LinkedIn, as I am most days, not for too long because, as I've stated before, well, I do not actually enjoy being on LinkedIn too long, but I'm on it because it's a tool. And I saw that someone post that today, Wayfair, so it's January 19th, 2024. Today, Wayfair let go of 4,200 people, which is 13% of their staff. And this is a lot. And I do keep track of mass layoffs because one of the things I do is outplacement coaching, which is helping people transition when they have lost their job due to cutbacks, restructures, all the things. So sometimes layoffs really affect my work because it can sometimes mean an influx of people coming in through our program. In this case, I'm not associated with Wayfair, but the story, or working with people from Wayfair, but the story just got me because I didn't know that the CEO of Wayfair, his name is Niraj Shah, went kind of viral not too long ago for one of his statements. I think it's a video. I found this article on CNN. I never go on CNN, but because of the post on LinkedIn, I wanted to look up the story a bit. Because it's a lot of people to let go, and it's always upsetting to see and hear when this happens, right? And the gist of it is that they overexpanded, so Wayfair overexpanded in the pandemic, which so many companies did, right? They just, things exploded, they hired a ton of people, and then they've been massively making cutbacks ever since. So I've seen this across so many different companies, but the companies that didn't overexpand and were very conservative in those years, they tended to just keep on ticking and going forward and just moving along. But the ones that went cray-cray with their hiring, they're the ones doing a lot of these cutbacks, which is really unfortunate. But I didn't realize there was a bit of a story behind this. And this is why I want to talk about winning and losing, because this is the type of thing that drives me nuts. And this is really the toxic societal programming that we need to let go of, which is you need to work harder all the time and you need to always be winning. Because if you, again, if you're not winning, then you're losing. And if you're losing, you are a loser. This is what is coming up through corporate culture everywhere. It's driving me mad. So let's talk about what this guy, the CEO guy, said a while back. So apparently they did more cutbacks a while back. So in 2022, they announced they were cutting 5% of its workforce. So they've already done cutbacks. So here is what the CEO of Wayfair recently said. Winning requires hard work. I believe that most of us, being ambitious individuals, find fulfillment in the joy of seeing our efforts materialize into tangible results. Working long hours, being responsive, blending work and life is not anything to shy away from. There is not a lot of history of laziness being rewarded with success. Okay, so much to unpack here. No wonder so many people are thinking they're not working hard enough. People like this are running around saying this shit. Like, it's insane. Obviously, there was a lot of backlash. I didn't do too much of a deep dive into this story, but there was a lot of backlash. Apparently, it did go viral. And the idea that most people are not working hard is wild, and that you just need to work harder and harder and harder to be successful is also not true. And we are being brainwashed to believe that. Now, the harder we work, if we're working in a corporate culture, which inherently a corporate culture is toxic. And I'm just going to be blunt about that, because you are ultimately serving one person or a board, and your success is somewhat limited. Their success is not. So just by that paradigm alone, we have problems here. Not everyone's going to be winning, right? But just, he's using the word winning everywhere. So winning requires hard work. Well, does everyone want to be winning? I don't know. People want to be successful, but does that actually mean you just have to keep going and going and going? I got to question that. So then apparently in response to this original statement, someone who's a professor of economics said, his name is Nicholas Bloom, if Wayfair wants to run a business where people work 80 hours a week, he's going to have to put up their salaries by 50% to pay them for it. And at first you're like, yeah. And I was like, no, the math ain't mathin'. Is somehow I heard someone say it on Instagram. Math ain't mathin' here, guys. So they want you to work 80 hours a week, which is really double what this 40-hour a week work week is all about. And let's not even get into the part where 40-hour work week is a made-up thing. And I go, someone made that up and decided that was how things are going to be. I'm not going to go there today. But even if we're going from 40 hours to 80 hours a week, that's actually double. So the salaries don't need to go up 50%. They really should be going up 100%, right? Doesn't that make sense as more math? Okay, this stuff is totally frustrating me. But what we need to get back to here, what we need to really think about is, why do I want to work hard? And I am a hardworking person. As I've mentioned, I'm a high achiever, high performer. But there becomes a point where you don't want to kill yourself for a job. And my observation is, during all of these last few years, a lot of people had that epiphany where they're like, I don't want to do things the same way I did before. I want to slow down. I want to spend more time with my family. I don't want a job that I'm killing myself for. I'm in that camp. I loved working fully remote. I had way more time to spend at home with my dog. I just felt more grounded, less stressed. It's been really good for me. I've definitely slowed down. My perspective has changed. However, I feel like I'm still really achieving a lot. So slowing down doesn't necessarily mean that you're achieving less. But these people want you to believe that. These people want you to believe that if you slow down and you don't hustle and you don't work 24/7, you are failing. So certain people in the last few years definitely slowed down, had that realization. But what I am also seeing is it's like some people forgot everything happened and they have absolutely gone back to doing work the same way that they did. They have gone back to hustling 24/7, working themselves like crazy and just going flat out and like no lessons learned, no changes made. And while everyone is on their own path and their own journey, I do think many people are missing the gift that did come out of the last few insane, painful, awful years. And I'm not underestimating or sugarcoating what has gone on, but there is always a gift in pain, always. And for a lot of people, that was realizing that they needed to do things differently, and slow down and have a little bit more work-life balance and work for companies that actually mean work-life balance, not just say it. And there are those companies out there. It's like, oh yeah, we want you to work harder, but here's a yoga class at lunch. So you should be fine now. You're good, right? Because you've just like zenned out for an hour. So you can work an extra 20 hours a week, right? People are seeing through that and they don't want it. And things have to change. So what I would love you to think about when you see stories like this is, like, does it trigger you to feel like you need to work more or harder or that you're not doing enough? Or are you like, yeah, this guy's insane. Like, this is, like, he just wants, it's obviously going to serve him to keep working and blending my work and life. Like, who wants to do that? Your work becomes your life becomes your work. Working long hours, what, you want to work long hours so you can spend less time with your kids so that you can potentially, you know, keep your job? And unfortunately, we do need income and jobs. So the fear of not having a job does drive us to work those hours, stay at the job. And that makes sense. I get it. I've been there. I've done that. I've done insane amount of hours at certain companies. As I mentioned in one episode, I think when I gave the overview of my whole job history, I think episode 3, when 9/11 happened, I was working in a design studio and they didn't let us go home. I was there from 9 a.m. that day, probably 8:30, and I left at 2 a.m. because I had a deadline to hit and I was working with a friend. So at 2 a.m., after like more than 12 hours of everything happening, I was finally going home in a cab with a friend, just like completely in shock. I didn't even know how to process what was going on. So I definitely know what it's like when you feel you have to stay in a job and work really hard and just keep going. And I mean, especially when you're younger, you don't have any context or a life experience or career experience to really gauge what's normal and what's not normal. Well, that was not normal. Not normal. And I just don't think it's normal now to talk about employees as potentially being lazy. I'm going to guess a lot of those people at Wayfair were like kicking ass and working their ass off. So it's really sad that so many of them have lost their job. But working harder and working yourself to the bone is not necessarily going to keep your job. And this is kind of what this story says. It doesn't matter what you do, how hard you work. There are going to be things that happen completely beyond your control, such as a mass layoff of 13% of staff. And then you will be in a position where you might, well, you'll have to look for new work. So killing yourself is not necessarily going to help you keep your job. And the goal, I think, when we're going through our careers is to find work that you really enjoy doing so that you work hard, you put in 110%, you're proud of what you do, but you don't feel like a loser or you don't feel like you're losing if you don't work 80 hours a week. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people out there, they find if they work 80 hours a week, they do feel better. They do feel like they're winning and that's important to them. I am not one of those people, and I will tell you, I am not seeing that across the board. I'm not hearing that from many people I'm working with. Most people are wanting to have a balanced, thoughtful, aligned life. And the CEO of Wayfair is clearly not into thoughtful, aligned lives. He wants you to serve him and just keep going and going and going and he will tell you that you are lazy if you are not that person that keeps going. But you are not lazy for not wanting to go overboard. And I think deep down you know that. I knew that. We know that. But there is that programming that you have to keep going. And that programming that you have to keep going is generally serving others. It's not helping you. And it's coming from external sources. It's everyone, media, companies, corporations telling you that this is the way it has to be. Let's challenge that. Does it actually have to be that way? Can we walk away? Can we make different choices? Can we at least recognize that this type of leadership is toxic? This is bullshit, toxic leadership. It's gross, makes me feel gross. And I don't want anyone to be in this position. This is why I do love career coaching. If I can help someone get out of a situation like this, and into a company that's run well. You know, there are some corporate companies, even though the structure is inherently toxic, that do work well. They run well. I've had amazing bosses. I've worked for some companies that I enjoyed, right? So there are options out there. You don't have to work under this guy's shenanigans. And I'm not saying everyone quit Wayfair. That's not what I'm saying. But beware of anyone who berates you and tells you you're not working hard enough. And when I see a leader publicly berate his company and his staff, it's the biggest red flag. It's no good. It's awful. And it says a lot about this guy as a leader. It says a lot about his character. And I really wouldn't want to spend time in a room with this guy. No, definitely not. So I hope everyone at Wayfair is doing okay. And if you are feeling like you were not working hard enough, question it and believe that you are actually doing the best you can and you're probably doing amazing, amazing work. Thank you for joining me today on Ditch the Struggle. You showing up here means so, so much to me. To dig deeper into the topics discussed today and to learn about my work, visit alanarosa.com. And don't forget to download your free resources while you're there. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with others who also want to ditch the struggle. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and a review, and let me know what you'd like to see more of on this podcast. And before I go, I want to leave you with my three favorite ways to ditch the struggle. Be your own best advocate, take baby steps for the win, and forget about a linear career path. It's overrated and you are doing just fine. See you next time.